Cosby Mysteries. Hey, how y'all doing out there today? I have the dynamic duo with me once again. Kimba Hubbard and Tim Jones. Okay, y'all remember them from Singles Choosing God's Best. Well, we're going to be having them on a little bit more. You all ask for them all the time, so they're back, and hopefully you have some questions ready for them. Don't forget, Tim is live on Facebook today.
Yes.
You can text him your questions. You can also call into the show, 740-383-9944, to put forth your questions or make any comments you may have. This is a voice of a people. My name is Linda Sims, and I'm streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. The station now is wwgh107.1fm radio on your radio dial. You can also download free app called TuneIn and search WWGH on any electronic device. Now, that's any electronic device. They have so many out there because I got a Chromebook for Christmas. I didn't even know that existed. But I guess it's a type of laptop, so I can download TuneIn on that also. Okay? Now, once you do that, search WWGH. It's just like the rest of your apps, okay? It will be there until you disinstall it or uninstall it. Or you can call in. 740-383-9944. I'm going to remind you of that again, okay? Because it's important. We will take your calls or text Tim on Facebook on his page, Tim Jones, okay? Now, today is June the 14th, 2022. There remains 200 days left in this year. Go figure, right? It's going so fast. And it's hot today. And did you make it through the storm we had last night? Hopefully everybody did. Yeah. And wasn't up all night like I was, trying to make sure I can run if I need to. Oh, my daughter said, Mom, you lost it. But you never know,
never
right?
Never know.
She slept like a baby.
Never know.
I'm like, Jesus, I'll be on the bottom of the boat. When it's a storm, I'll be asleep.
Now that's priceless. I'm gonna remember that. Get on the bottom of the boat and sleep. Amen, amen. Now let me share with you those who faithfully support the voice of the people. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They will not be having their free produce this Saturday. That has been canceled because of Juneteenth Day celebrations. They will be having a blood drive, being a part of a blood drive out at the YMCA. Those of you who are listening, they will be having a health fair out there and a blood drive, okay? So, and the Marion Public Library will also be a part of that. And that will take place this Saturday. And I think that's June 16th. June 18th, okay? Now, we also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. Owner Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio. Phone number there, 740-262-0939. Now, my thought for today is titled, Go Deep. And I'm going to try to intertwine this with our show today. Singles Choosing God's Best, okay? Most of us think too much, especially about events and people. Now I'm going to let Kimba introduce herself and Tim introduce himself. So tell us just a little bit about yourself,
Kimba. Okay, my name is Kimba. I am originally born and raised in Dayton, Ohio. I've been in education for about 16 years. I'm currently working as a social worker at an online school and the coordinator for our singles ministry at The Gathering Place.
Okay, nice to have you.
Nice to be here.
Nice to see you.
I always have to follow after Kimbo. She's so professional. I'm Tim Jones, just a local entrepreneur. You name it, I do it for the most part. Man of the community and just trying to continue to motivate and inspire and do all those great things before I pass on, you know.
Right. You're just being modest today.
Yeah.
Very.
Your list is so long
today. Yeah. It is. Life coach, sure, mentor.
He's being nice today, yes. Everybody. But he's a man of, what they call, many hands.
Yeah, many hats, too.
Many hats and many irons in your hands.
Yes.
Absolutely. And always busy. And Kimba's always beautiful and professional. And
Thank you. I love
having you both here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, we consider them kind of our experts, okay, on being single and dating and all that good stuff. So, like I said, I want to kind of intertwine the thought for today. Go deep. Now, when I say go deep, and it starts out, most of us think too much, especially about events and people. Do you think that we think too much about we're single and we want to find a mate? Do you think we think too much about that?
Yeah.
Put too much thought in it and not enough action, or maybe we should just not even think about it all?
Yeah, we think about it too much.
You think so?
You got to let it flow.
Yeah,
let it flow. You gotta be like water. Just let it flow.
All right.
Be fluent in it. Just let it flow.
Huh, what about you, Kimbo? What do you think?
Well, I think you can. There, anything can become an idol in your life. Anything. Your relationship, your job, money, anything can become an idol where you think too deep. I do think that we put too much thought in what other people think about us, or even what we think about ourselves. Like, our self-talk isn't always kind to ourselves. However, there does have to be a time where you do stop and think deep enough to find out why you might be in a rut where you're stuck, or you're doing the same thing over and over. So I think there has to be a balance when you say too deep, because sometimes we don't go deep enough.
It says, and when two people who both live on the surface meet, the exchange, the conversation is superficial, sometimes totally bereft of meaning. Do you find that true?
Yeah. When two people meet, they just want to talk about themselves. And what are you going to talk about? You ain't going to talk about none of the bad things. You're going to talk about, like, your highlights, what you got going on, and what you're doing, and possibly what you have to offer, and all those things. So, yeah.
Just build yourself up, right?
Yeah.
Your best.
Well, you know, I have to quote Steve Harvey, because, you know, I like Steve Harvey. Please don't send me any emails. But he has this little short video that says, usually men come to impress or undress.
Oh.
And I was like,
okay, now.
I never thought about that way. But as Tim and I have talked about before, and he's probably the one that has said it, so I'll give him credit. We have our own highlight wheel. So when we meet each other, we're gonna show that highlight wheel. Now, is that appropriate or inappropriate? You want to be your authentic self. So, I mean, being superficial, I don't know. How do you not be superficial when you first meet somebody? You want to be your authentic self, but I'm not going to ask you on the first time I meet you how many times you've been married. That might be a bit much.
You think so?
The first time I meet you?
Getting right down to business.
Yeah.
How many times you've been married?
I think as women, we can go deep sometimes, but sometimes that's out of fear, because I have my checklist and I'm trying to check my checklist off, so it's not always healthy. I think for a man, most men, besides Tim, most men, that's a little bit intimidating, right? Like, you don't want to feel like you're on a job interview per se. You want to let it flow. So no, I don't. If that information is offered because you talk about it, okay, but I'm not gonna come with a list of questions on trying to dig deep and find something to eliminate you, or I guess it depends on motivation. But no, I mean, we've talked about this before. I think Lucas had a really good idea. Like, the first two dates are just about, you know, is there chemistry? Can we hang out and have fun? And then we can go into that deeper stuff. I think for men, that's just much more comfortable for them.
I think so.
What do you think, Tim? Am I throwing you all in a basket?
No, I think you're spot on with that.
If a woman comes to you and say, well, hi, how you doing? And you say, okay, how you doing? My name is Tim. I say, well, my name is so-and-so or Linda, you know, and how you doing today? And we go through all the dynamics of meeting and greeting one another. And someone might say, well, I like you, or I like the way you dress, or whatever. You know, I like your the atmosphere that you bring, because we all bring an atmosphere, whether we realize it or not, you know.
Correct.
And what if she just breaks down and say, you know, I really do like you, and I want you to know this before anybody else tell you. I've been married 3 times. You know what I'm saying? I have 5 kids or whatever, you know.
Wait a minute. Let me back up. This conversation's in Walmart when we just meeting? Is that what you're saying? Or this is coffee after?
Or coffee, yeah. And it could be your first meeting. Mm-hmm. But some people are uncomfortable with holding some things in, and they would like to tell you before someone else does. So is that time for you to get your hat and coat?
Most of the time. People are not comfortable with that type of conversation.
You know
what I mean? It's just like, dang, are you trying to get married tomorrow? You know what I mean? It's just, it'd be a tough conversation. Well, it would be scary. It's because it's too much at once.
It is too much. That is too much. Now, if I said, okay, Tim, what are your deal breakers? And he says, texting and not talking. And then I could say, okay. And then, or smoking. Okay, so that might be a way to approach
That's
it.
Good. The deal breakers.
But just to say, let me tell you all this stuff before, I don't know, unfortunately.
It's like you just vomit on a person.
Yeah, that's just too much.
Yeah. Too much.
Yeah. Mm-mm, that's too much. Sorry. You guys can call in and disagree with us, but I think that's too much.
All right, then. That's too much information at one time, everybody.
Hold it. Too much information at one time.
So what happens when you really like this person and you fall in love with this person and then you ask them these things or these questions come up, this information comes out eventually, and it's like, oh, wow, she's been married 3 times? And you didn't know. So what do you do then if you didn't want to be with a woman who's been married 3 times or had 3 or 4 kids?
Well, I mean, I think that comes down to how you guys been bonding, how you connected, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like if there was a good bond and there was a good connection, some things can be overlooked, you know what I mean? And you can give it a shot, you know, I didn't know she had, you know, 4 kids. How old are the kids? Are they young? Are they old? You know, that you got to take that into consideration. Then possibly when you're around the kids, how do they act around you? How do you act around the kids? How do the mother act around the kids? You know, it's a lot of things you got to take in with that. But some people, that might not be their forte, you know, might not want a woman with kids, or a woman might not want a man with kids.
Right.
And that's just their own personal preference. And we all have our own personal preferences.
That's true. That's good. That's real good.
I mean, I would say that it goes back to motivation on why are these things deal breakers for you? And I think that's just the best way to have the conversation in the first 3 dates. Like, what are your deal breakers? So you're not falling in love with this person and then you find out this information that shocks you or blindsides you or whatever the case may be. But I think we have to be careful about our list, because why do we have those lists? So we have preferences, and we should, but a lot of time, I mean, there's so many married people you all know out there who said, hey, when I met my person, they weren't initially the person I thought I would be attracted to because of A, B, C, or D. I mean, how many times have you heard that about people who are married now, and they've been able to make it work? So I think you just have to be careful about what those things are. I mean, I have a girlfriend who, playing video games, very much, it's pretty close to a deal breaker for her.
Oh, okay.
You know? I have another friend, if you say you cheated, she doesn't care if it's 20 years ago. That's a deal breaker for her. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I just think we have to be careful. Because if you really believe in a redeeming God, and you have been redeemed, then you might be crossing something off of a person that there has been redemption there. Now, you have to be careful. I mean, you know, of course, if somebody's been married 4 or 5 times, you don't just dismiss that. But I think there's, like Tim said, there's conversations and questions you can ask if there's other things that are falling in line. Okay, so I'm saying this is maybe the one thing out of all these other things that seem to be following in line that you're not just keeping ignoring stuff. So
right, yeah, that's a tough one.
It is.
That's a tough one there, but it happens.
It absolutely does happen.
People get married, they get divorced, mm-hmm. but they get married.
Or they have a couple of kids.
Or have a couple of kids, absolutely. So. It says, and when two people who both live on the surface meet, the exchange, the conversation is superficial, sometimes totally bereft of meaning. Often it leaves us totally unsatisfied. And as we share news of our surface observations, we come to know our own superficiality. But we are not strong enough to resist it. Deep down inside, there is a voice, a longing, a calling to deep. It's our heart reminding us to visit, explore, and express the depths of ourselves. How important is that when you're looking for a mate or waiting for a mate? That you take the time to go deep in yourself.
I think that's very important, especially if you came out of a relationship that's rough. Even if you came out of a relationship that was peaceful, it's super important for you to introspect and to reflect. You know, that's how you learn. And it's a beautiful thing, and I think that's how you heal a little bit, and that's how you come to terms with certain things that happen, terms and conditions, and all those things. And you wouldn't know that if you're not looking back on it, if you're not aware of it, mm-hmm. and if you're not really trying to, for me, where I made mistakes, I was happy to begin to work on that and fix those things for the future. Because that's just a way for me bettering myself. Because especially when you break up with somebody, it's not all the other person's fault. You know, you
of
had
course.
Your...
Of course, it's two of us in
right? Yeah, it's a two-way street. And a lot of times we like to blame everything on the other person and not take our own accountability. So to be able to reflect on where did I go wrong will only help you in the future.
Right, absolutely. Kimba?
I mean, Tim said it. You have to take the time and be brave enough to do some introspection.
And that's going deep.
That's going deep. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
On ourselves first. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Everyone has depth, but we confuse the heart with emotion and forget that emotion is the result of getting too close to events on the surface. So how can we try to control our emotions?
Oh boy.
Easy. You just gotta accept things for
easy.
What it is. Yeah, absolutely.
Let Kimber go first. Kimber, like, you go first.
Oh, you just gotta accept things for
you go first,
what they are. Because at the end of the day, the only reason why we get ourselves upset is because, for the most part, because you're not in control of a situation.
Yeah. What was you gonna say?
I don't know. I just easy threw me off. easy threw me off. I think it's a good balance between experiencing your emotions, processing your emotions, and then being able to control your emotions. So emotions, I've heard, and Tim has probably said this too, they're like when your car gives you a warning sign. So when your battery light comes on or, you know, your tire pressure comes on, you know, it's telling you something's going on with your car and you would do well to stop and explore it.
Right.
So I think emotions actually are the same type of thing. I mean, God has emotions, so it's not something necessarily to deny, but you do have to be careful to make sure they don't lead.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we have to have self-control or practice it or learn it. However we come about getting it, we need to get and have self-control over our emotions, which is basically our feelings, right? Settle down, my heart, right? Mm-hmm. Be still, my heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
People say that. Okay. soul, one of our deepest needs, which is to go in deep, is seldom satisfied. Going deep and being deep requires time spent in solitude, some periods of introversion, and a conversation with ourselves. We only know what is at the bottom of the ocean by going there. Diving deep and switching on a light and looking through the lens of a camera, the results are images of depth. Did any one of you want to speak to that?
I mean, same thing. It's just, yeah, you got to go deep. You got to introspect and let things process. Work through it. Work through it in your mind. I talk to myself a lot. A whole lot. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's just one of my ways to, you know, once again, let things process and work through it. Work through it.
That's good.
So the thing that struck out to me is about solitude. And this is something we learn in emotionally healthy spirituality. Like, you have to be intentional to be quiet. You have to be intentional to slow down. And that is anti-American and anti-society, because you just go, 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 go. Especially you have children, you have responsibilities. But if you're not intentional to slow down to get that solitude so that you can go deep, I think that's one of the keys, mostly for people, is just to stop and think. I mean, what do you think, Tim? Like, I dated a guy where he had, I mean, it was always music or the TV. Like, there was never a moment where we just sat in silence. Like, he was very driven. And I always thought, like, oh my gosh, like, when does he actually just slow down to
doing
really, all the time? And I mean, that's part of how God made him. He's very, very driven. He had a lot of irons in the fire. But it was like, when do you take time just to stop and listen and meditate and pray so that you know what your next steps are going to be, or get ready for that for the day? So I think a lot of us are missing that in our lives. Solitude.
Yes.
Well, you know, I think I put a Facebook post up the other day. It said, time to yourself or time alone is a gift. And that's a gift you got to give yourself as much as you need it. When needed, give that gift.
So how
to
do you do that? Because you're busy.
I find little moments in life that I tend to stop and just enjoy. It can be something small. I can go to my parents' house and be sitting on the couch and talk to my parents. I enjoy that moment. Like, I'm in solidarity. Like, I'm cool. Like, they're there, but I'm just fine where I'm at. Everything's good. Sometimes when I go on a boat with my parents, that's always a beautiful moment. I'm just like, this God, water, parents, you know what I mean? Because I know that time with them is limited. Moments. It could be me and my daughter out to eat, or me and my daughter and my son, and I'm like, let me just soak in this moment. You know,
right.
I won't get this moment back. So just taking those times to just kind of meditate and just living it, and don't, you cut off all worry, you cut off all, in a sense, distraction. You just in that moment.
So when you have a big decision, though, to make, how do you prepare to make the right decision? Are you intentional to slow down and look at your options, to pray about it? Like,
yeah,
how do you do that when you have a decision to make?
When it comes to, like, really important decisions, like, I don't care what it is. It could be a job. It could be this. It could be that. I always tell them, give me time to think it over. Always. Even if I know the answer, even if I know, like, I'm excited, I want to take
right.
this. Like, nah, give me time. And I do speak with God about it as well. You know, I take that time. You know, don't try to be too hasty or impulsive with very important decisions.
That's good. That's good. That's a lesson to learn. Pick up if we don't have that. Think before you speak. My mother used to always say that. Think before you speak.
Yep.
Wow. How on earth will we ever see what is in our heart unless we dive deep inside, switch on the light, and look? Those who do will tell you it changes everything. What do they see? Simple. Only beauty and truth. They are always there, waiting for us to return, waiting to welcome us and to introduce ourselves to ourselves. Kimba?
Well, I mean, how do you find out what's in your heart? That's a deep question right there. Mm-hmm. But the first thing that comes to my mind is the scripture that says, out of the heart the mouth speaks. So I think sometimes we have to do inventory about what we're talking about to find out what's going on in the inside of us, you know, what it comes out as. Is it fear? Is it anxiety? And then when you take that inventory, you have to find out the root of it. So back to what this has been saying, a lot of times we stay on the surface level. Mm-hmm. So how do you take opportunities to find out the deeper things? I mean, like Tim talked about, and he can share his story, but how did you get to the point where you know your anger was no longer going to work for you? I mean, because people had told, you know, you knew it. You had behavior. Mm-hmm. I'm sure what you were saying exhibited, but when did you realize, okay, this isn't working for me?
Man, like just seeing the same pattern kind of like over and over, like, man, you did it again, and then like, went to the extreme. Like I said, I put a hole in my mom's wall, not my own, her wall. And that was it. Like, bro, you have none. That's when I like really realized, like, man, you have none. You have no self-control. And this whole time you've been trying to change it, obviously you can't do it. So you got to go to the source. I had to take it to God and surrender. And then, like, you know, once you ask him for something, he will start he'll start testing you.
Yep.
Put you in more situations where you got to practice it. That's the only way you can perfect something, in a sense, is through the practice. So I got put in more situations where I had to practice self-control. And what I seen was I started handling things differently. And I knew that wasn't from my own accord. That's why he got the glory. Because I knew.
Yes.
You could not have done that.
No, because right. I tried and it wasn't right. Happening. I wasn't getting those results. So...
Had to give it to God.
Yeah, that was a beautiful thing. That was a beautiful process. It was an eye-opener.
Yeah, and it's even with his, should I say mercy or grace that he showed it to you.
Yeah, both, yeah.
Before it got really out of control. You know, that was just one hole in the wall. It could have been, you know what I mean? Yeah. Some people are just...
Thank goodness.
They're just time bombs.
Well, and then they do things they can't take back.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right,
or you have a lifetime of regret because it involves someone else.
And it was like how I really knew I had a problem. Like, it was just like simple stuff. Like, it could have been playing basketball and somebody said something just not even offensive. It was bad. Like, even your cousin, your brother's looking like, bro, you bugging. You know? So, yeah, no.
Yeah, because it could have got you in a whole lot of trouble.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the question is, when are you going to be sick and tired of being sick and tired? Mm-hmm. And what is that for you?
Right. Those of you, yourself.
Right.
Those
of you who are listening. And I don't want people to be discouraged, because this is a lifelong process. So you might have, you know, 5 years ago been in counseling and went through some things, and now this issue is coming back up. Well, you know, it's time then to go to the next level. It's lifelong. We never get to this point where we're like, oh, I'm good. I get a right, graduated.
School heard next.
And the reason why it's important, because if you don't go deep, then what happens is you're dragging all this into a relationship and you're going to hurt somebody.
True. Or yourself, even worse.
Exactly. So why do we do this? Why do we keep doing this? Why don't we take the time? You know, and I was talking to Pastor about this, like, I don't know what the barriers are. I know for me it was hard, but once I did it that one time of coming to a book club and going to counseling and going to prayer and meeting with my pastor, doing all that hard work, it's really hard.
Yes.
It's very hard. There's shame that's attached to it, embarrassment, the unknown. I'm just telling you all, if you just take one step to your freedom, it is so worth it.
Yes.
And that's why we do the book club. That's why we have opportunities, because we want people to have the courage to take that step. Because what the devil wants to do is to keep you secluded, and he wants to keep you secret. What we learned about this weekend in the conference, surrender and give it to God.
Right.
Well, we don't do that.
No.
We don't do that because it's more comfortable, because it's easier, because I'm over here and nobody really knows what's going on, because I go to work and I put on this face. I did it for 25 years, so I get it. But I would beseech you all, if you're listening, just really pray and say, okay, God, I'm ready to surrender. I'm ready to let it go. I'm ready to take an altar. And what does that look like for me?
Right.
And we have opportunities for you to do that, but whatever he leads you, do it because of your future, because of your future spouse, because of your children. Like, this isn't about you, y'all. This is about the purpose and destiny he has for us. It's very serious.
It is serious. If you want to grow, if you want to become the person that God has destined for you to be and to have the things he has destined for you to have, it's very important. You know how many times we cut ourselves short of the blessings that God has for us, you know, because we're so thick-headed and so stubborn in our heart, you know, just, wow, I know what I'm doing. I know which way I want to go and this and that. Can't anybody tell me nothing? I don't know. I don't like calling people names, but that's kind of foolish to think that way.
Right.
I mean, it really is.
Amen.
It's foolish to think that you can't do better. You can't learn what you need to learn about yourself. And there's, like Tim says, surrender. There's always a way that this can be turned around.
Amen.
You know, that's what we want God to do, to turn us around.
Yes.
From the worst to the better. Turn us around, Lord. We need to be turned around. Wow. Now, I did get a chance to peep in the book today, even though people was calling me left and right. And Tim said he looked in the book. We're going to be starting another book club August.
Yes.
In August.
I don't have the exact date yet, but it will be in August.
Titled Single, Dating, Engaged in Marriage. I hope you all are not tired of hearing this. Not unless we have some professors that we've, Kimba and Tim has created out there in the listening world, which I doubt, but if you know it all and you got it going on, then it's not for you. But single, dating, engaged, and married. All right. Now, Tim said he had peeped in it and he thought it was going to be a good book. So why was that, Tim?
I think it's like chapter 8 or something. It's like, I can't remember which one it was. One of them caught my eye. And I read it. I think I read most of the chapter.
I did. How to Know That You Know?
Yeah, I think it was one of them.
Engaged Union. How to Know That You Know. Okay, let's start with the first one. God, guys, and girls. First things first. And God is number one. Second section. Single devotion. The purpose of singleness. A singleness case study, the Apostle Paul. Dating evaluation, who to date, how to date, sex. A dating case study, Isaac receives Rebecca. I love that story. Engaged union, how to know that you know. Becoming one, an engagement case study. Solomon plus the Shulamite woman. Married mission. Marriage as a picture. Marriage as a pursuit. A case study. Priscilla plus Aquila. That is the contents of our book for singles. Choosing God's Best. What was about that stood out to you?
You know that you know.
I know that you know.
You know.
Right.
I think a lot of people ask that question.
Of course.
You know. I wanted to have a quick look. I wanted to have a quick look into it, but I think I don't know. I always say you'll know when you know, but you don't know until you know.
No, I just said, write that down, y'all.
But you don't know until you know. Let me put it this way. I feel like you know you found the person that you want to be with when you feel like you can go through any and everything. Through the good, the bad, the ugly, hell and hot water. I think that's when you know that person is the one. When you're like, let's do it. Let's share this life. Let's be partners. And whatever we're going to go through, we're going to go through. We're going to figure it out.
Takes work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And a
work.
Connection, like you said, you know. We've talked some things through and still don't want to let go. Still want to hold on to one another. So, and I think that's a big sign, too. You have to, I think, come to a point where I can live without you. I don't want to live without you. How do you feel about that?
That was very well stated. Because, again, you want this person not to be an idol, but to compliment you. Mm-hmm. So, that was very, very, very well stated.
All right, one for me right today. find out, right? What's for me today?
We'll try not to give you the sex chapter again.
Oh, I see. But, you know, and it starts out with it, really.
Yeah, with his very first story.
Yes.
Yes.
It starts out with it.
Yes. Yes, which I thought was interesting. But
mm-hmm. Very, because it's so prevalent today.
It is.
When it was, you know, way back it was taboo. And just like they said, Mary was, what, 12, 13 when she had Christ, Jesus. They would give the young woman away as soon as she would start her womanhood because they didn't want no illegitimate babies, you know. And they would find you a mate and you would go get married, you mm-hmm. know. So saying that, as we've evolved through time and who even thinks about getting married first before they have sex? Very few people.
Very.
Very few people.
Very.
And it has shown and proven that it's the wrong step to take.
Well, I mean, that's part of that superficial conversation a lot of times that's going on online and or in person.
Right.
Is that's the overtones. Male and female. It used to just be a male thing. Not so much anymore. Tim just sent me this crazy video about a guy who paid for dinner and he was expecting sex in return. And I was like, what? I didn't even know that still happened these days. But
$300.
Whoa.
Yeah, and he was expecting her to go home with him. And he was angry, and he was asking people on the street if they agreed. And some of the guys agreed with him. I was sick to my stomach. But unfortunately, that is real talk. That is, I have a girlfriend now. I don't know if she's listening or not, but she'll tell you she's learned how to screen these men who, that's their superficial talk. She doesn't even grant them a date. She's learned how to ask those questions and how to peep that out because mm-hmm. that's not the road she travels. So, unfortunately, we have to be real about it, you know?
Yes, we do.
There's a lot of people that are okay with hookups, even in the church.
Yeah,
but the consequences of that, it's just not worth it, I don't think.
I don't think so either. And I hate that it is in the church. And I pray that the church comes to the knowledge of who God is and what God really wants for his people. We are the example, or should be, to the world. And we just can't get into bed with the world and be an example to the world. Things happen.
Yes.
No one's perfect.
Right.
But it's just
rampant.
Let me see who come to church this Sunday. You know what I mean? Who's coming in the door? I mean, it's turned
yes,
into that.
It has.
You know,
people
yes. go there to find their mate or a date or, mm-hmm. you know, they're not going there for God. You know, they're just going to see who they can pick up. And then when they're done with that person, then they want to see who else coming in. I done had that already. And doesn't that hurt? It should even hurt the guy that says that.
I don't know. You have to ask the guy that's here.
Yeah,
I don't think it hurts guys, honestly. I really don't. I think that...
I think it gets tiring after a while.
Okay. That makes
you know
sense.
I mean? Like, it gets played out.
It would have to.
Because eventually you're like, this ain't working. More.
Yeah.
There ain't no substance. It's just
right.
Yeah.
Just a fulfillment. That's
yeah.
all.
It's a temporary. Very temporal.
Right.
Very temporary.
Wow. We're going deep today, y'all.
I mean, but it goes back to society. Like, society so is built on so many temporary things. You know, temporary highs and thrills. And I mean, it feels good, so. You know, I can't fault people who fall into that lifestyle or those temptations, but man, it's such a microwave society
yeah.
that just, and the collateral damage that you leave in the wake is just so heartbreaking to me because then you have children involved and it's not what God intended for us.
No, and you got my soul involved. You know what I mean? And their soul is involved. They've gotten to a point where it doesn't matter to them. They know how to shake that off and move on to the next one. And like Tim says, yeah, I thank you for saying that. Because I would want to think that there's an end to that. You know what I mean? Where a man wants to say, well, this is not enough for me. I want more. I want more than that.
Well, that too, my girlfriend and I were having this discussion. As women, we have a responsibility to demand the more as well.
Yes.
And so, if that's what you really want, then don't compromise. Don't put yourself in the situation to compromise. Because, again, I have stories where he was like, yeah, she said no, and I did. Or you have to be okay because they may move on. But why do we do that as women? Why do we compromise? Why do we allow that to be okay? Why do we put all the responsibility on him? I don't know. I think we need some real talk as women from the teenagers all the way up. Yeah.
I think so, too. And I think it's a misconception
mm-hmm.
that doing this, I can keep him.
Yes. Yes.
He won't go to another girl. He'll come to me and be with me.
Yeah.
Because I really like him. This is why I'm going to do this in the first place.
Right. Know? Right. And as women, we confuse that with love.
Yes.
And I'm not saying men don't do it because they don't love you, but it definitely doesn't keep them.
No, it doesn't keep them.
So, then why are you doing it?
Because I think so.
Mm.
And sometimes you can't talk a woman out of it. They just, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to get him and keep him. I've been around. I've heard it. They really believed it.
Yeah, so I think that's part of what's going on in this sexualized society. As women, we are part of the problem.
Yes.
You know, we don't make him be a man, in my opinion.
Right.
I mean, if I say to you this is what my standard is, then I keep it. Again, it's either he gonna man up, right?
Mm-hmm. Or he gonna move on.
And then right. he's not the one for you. And this is what I keep trying to tell the women I work with.
Right.
If he moves on, then he's just not your person.
Right.
He's not your person.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but a lot of people sit there and think, oh, I gotta go through the process again. Oh, I won't find that person
That's
or
true.
Whatever. Like, it's crazy because
it is crazy.
I got ghosted recently, right?
Uh-huh.
Aww. It was pretty cool. Nah. Like, if I wasn't me, I would've sat there. I would've sat there and been like, well, what's wrong with me?
Yes. Right. That's true.
It must be something
That's a good point.
Right.
Right. And so a lot of times, we as people will do that. Any form of rejection. Like, even if
That's so good.
Let's say even
that
if
so
that
good.
Woman holds her ground.
Right.
No, this is not what I'm doing. All right, cool, I'm out.
Right.
It must be something wrong with me. Because let's say she move along, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say she give it up to somebody else. Now, then definitely you probably think of something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's a game. It's a tough game sometimes. It's a tough game. You know, but like you said, you have to have your standards. Hold yourself just in, of high value. Your expectations, what do you expect
right.
from that person? And I think the best thing, I think what movies and book club, clarity is kindness. You know what I mean?
Yes. Right. That's so clear, good, Tim.
Just be clear what you
yes.
want. You know what I mean? And leave that. Don't rob. We steal a lot. People steal a lot. We
yes.
rob each other of choice.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
That's so
I mean?
Good.
Yes. So
that's so good, Tim.
If that's what you want, say that. And if she's with that, okay, cool.
Right.
But if she's not, okay, cool. But don't rob her from choice. Don't sit there and lead her own lie and all this other stuff and vice versa. Just keep it genuine. Like, and what I'm learning too, a lot of people want to be genuine. A lot of people want something real. But when they get something that's genuine or somebody that's genuine, a lot of times they can't handle it. Because when you're used to getting treated a certain way
mm-hmm.
and all these things,
mm-hmm.
you cling on to that.
Mm-hmm.
And anything outside of that is scary. It causes anxiety. It makes you freak out. Anything new. Why? Because you're stuck in your brain and your heart and your emotions wants to default to what it knows. It's comfortable.
That is so good.
You gotta move
wow.
forward.
That is so good.
Wow. The digging deep. Mm-hmm. It's necessary. It
Absolutely.
Necessary.
If you want to move on.
To move on.
If you want to move on, it's necessary. And my girlfriend said this at plays in well. Hey, Jess, I'm going to quote you. She said there's a difference between being wanted and being valued.
Mm-hmm.
So to the man part of this, I'm just being the female voice because I hope y'all taking notes. That was awesome.
It was.
But the woman side is a difference between being wanted and being valued.
How do you know? How would you identify that? Like if a man wanted you versus how a man valued you?
I think it goes back to being clear, me being clear with you, but me also looking at your behavior. Mm-hmm. So once I'm clear, so I'm allowing you to have a choice, which I'm very clear and I'm not making you read my mind and jump through hoops and all that kind of stuff. Like once I'm very clear, which is kind, then I'll see if your behavior matches mm-hmm. that long enough. Because again, we do play some games with each other, but long enough to know that you truly do value me based on what I've shared about me. So I think it's your behavior over time, consistency.
That's
yeah.
Fair. Behavior, not words.
Not for men. Absolutely. Again, maybe absolutely. Women are the same way, but mm-hmm. I've been with some talkers.
Yeah, me too. So I think there are some places a man will not go if he values you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he has standards, you know, and he won't cross the line.
Certain line, yeah, he won't.
We're out of time.
Oh, okay.
We're out of time. It was good going deep. I hope you were listening. We're out of time.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.